This is Statewide. I'm Sean Crawford. The votes have been counted. We've seen who won in Illinois. We know Democrats did well in Chicago and the surrounding area. But when you get further away from Cook and the collar counties, what did we learn about the rest of Illinois? Let's hear what John Jackson has to say. He's a visiting professor with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute based in Carbondale. Professor Jackson, what did you take away from these election results?
Sean, this was an election about the base. Democrats were energized and leading all the polls in terms of intended to vote and enthusiastic about the vote early on. And then Kavanaugh hearings came along. It was a backlash against the way that was conducted. And then the caravan came along, and Trump mined them both beautifully and effectively. He appealed to fear and basically wanted to take some revenge, and they also responded well to the whole idea that the caravan was a threat and had to be stopped. And so it all worked to then energize the Republicans, and the base was all he cared about. You can look at all the places he visited. They were red states and red congressional districts. And he then mobilized the Republican base to match the enthusiasm of the Democratic base. There was almost nothing left in between. So mobilization of the base on both sides, and we are fairly typical of that, urban versus rural, upstate versus downstate.
Well, it's a geographic difference, as you mentioned, in Illinois politics, and that is showing up even more. Do you think that this is something that we're going to see going forward? I know there's been some trending in past years, but is this something that's going to continue where we look like, depends on where you're at, almost like two different states?
Well, I think the trend is set. I think Trump has been very successful in divisive rhetoric, divisive campaigning, and in riling up people who are threatened or angry or resentful. This has worked for him in 16 and again in 18. Absolutely will be his playbook for 2020, and it's already unfolding today, and Illinois will be a part of that.
Well, you're in far southern Illinois, and to some extent, I guess that can be considered more of Trump country these days. We did see that the Republican Congressman Mike Bost held on to his seat there. In central Illinois, Republican Rodney Davis was able to narrowly pull out a win over a Democrat, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, and Democrats won a couple of congressional seats over incumbents in the Chicago region. But right now, it looks as though if you're going to say what's the stronghold for Republicans in Illinois, it's going to be probably the middle of the state and further south.
Central and southern Illinois, central Illinois has always been a Republican stronghold, except for Champaign and over around Peoria, Knox, and Fulton. Those are the ones that Pritzker carried over the governor. And that's fairly typical base, again, for Democrats. But otherwise, central and southern Illinois, of course, used to be a stronghold for the Democrats, and now it's a tremendous stronghold for the Republicans. Mike Bost rode Trump's coattails. Trump was in this area three different times, got enormous free publicity. Bost owes a lot to the president, as do many of those members of Congress that are Republicans elected from those rural and marginal districts.
I'm talking with Professor John Jackson about the results of the election and the impact it's having in the rest of Illinois, outside of Chicago and the suburbs. Let's take a look at the state legislature and statewide offices in Illinois. In the past, Democrats, I think I would say, had more conservative members in the General Assembly when it came to social issues in their caucus, issues like gun control. Now, and they often sounded more like Republicans. Now it appears these Democratic caucuses, with more people coming from the Chicago region into those caucuses, are going to lean a lot more to the left. So in some ways, you know, Republicans and Democrats in the legislature probably will be more polarized, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The parties have moved further to the left in the case of the Democrats and further to the right in the case of the Republicans. Nationally, the people who got beat that were Democratic incumbents were moderates, like Claire McCaskill in our neighboring Missouri, for example. She was right on the 50% mark in terms of support for Democrat policy proposals. And people like her, Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, went down to defeat, and the people who replaced them are much more conservative. The people who replaced, if, for example, McShally wins in Arizona, she's much more conservative than Jeff Flake was. Martha Blackburn in Tennessee is way more conservative than Bob Corker was. So particularly the Republicans have moved the Senate way to the right, and the people that got elected to the House for the Democrats tended to be much more liberal than even the current composition of the Democratic contingent in the House.
As a so-called downstater, I'm sure you hear from a lot of people, you know, that Western, Central, Southern Illinois is often forgotten about in state politics. Will these election results change that view in any way? Do you think, I mean, with most of the, with pretty much all the statewide offices, except for Mike Frericks, all being people from Chicago, more power from the Chicago region, it doesn't seem to me that those people in these other areas are going to feel any more like their voice is being heard.
A colleague of mine and I wrote a paper showing that Central Illinois and Southern Illinois is not forgotten when it comes to dividing up the budgetary pie. We actually do quite well, and it is something of a legend that continues. I think in this end of the state, particularly deep southern Illinois, we're going to have difficulty finding anybody on the Republican side that will have access and will have much clout, and I think that will generally be true to a lesser extent in central Illinois.
Well, population declines, I know, are going to hurt rural areas in the state, especially when it comes to the next census and, of course, the next political redistricting that will follow that. That could show up as even fewer people representing these rural areas of Illinois in just a few years, so that may only add to that problem you just mentioned.
Well, we're going to lose one member of the House for sure, and perhaps two, and in that setting, Southern Illinois districts are going to geographically have to get much, much bigger. I expect to see, after 2020, Mike Bost having to be thrown against Davis, or thrown against Shimkus, and Shimkus against Davis. All of those are possible scenarios for the Republican members from Southern Illinois.
Let me ask about the new incoming governor, J.B. Pritzker. To his credit, he spent time traveling throughout all of Illinois during the campaign. But we've seen candidates do that before, and especially those from Chicago. And then they sometimes tend to curb those visits a bit more once they're in office. I know you don't know what the future is going to bring, but do you think that he has a better feel for the rest of Illinois?
He seemed to have a good deal of empathy when he came down here. He was well-received. He basically came several times, and I think all of that was helpful to him to understand this end of the state. I think that's likely to be something that he does from time to time. Also, keep in mind, he has some advisors around him that are deep southern Illinois. Brandon Phelps, for example, certainly Glenn Pichard's close to Pritzker. Pichard and Brandon Phelps and others like that won't let him forget this end, it seems to me.
So as I wrap things up here, what do you think that if somebody is from Southern Illinois, Central Illinois, Western Illinois, what should they take away from these results that we saw on election night, both when it comes to, you know, state politics, congressional politics in the state of Illinois?
Dysfunctional government, particularly vis-a-vis the budgetary process and the tax system, simply doesn't work, and it particularly is hard on the disadvantaged parts of the state, even disadvantaged populations in Chicago. And I think the reason Rauner lost so resoundingly is he presided over a totally dysfunctional government for 2 years. So whatever they do, they've got to get on with building a budget. And the onus now is also on Pritzker and the Democrats, because they control the state government. So they've got to start producing. I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll return to more normal kinds of times in Illinois politics.